Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth, the DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allinson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Almon moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rusty Koontz pinch runs for Ron LaFleur. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. Koontz tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Lansford moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Hoffman scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Squires reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lozinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, steps on third, and throws to Allinson, who tags Lozinski for the double play. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with clear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Rice moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Perez moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allinson hits a line drive off the glove of Morrison, and into shallow left field. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Perez scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Almon steals second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz strikes out. 1 out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hickey covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Rusty Koontz. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.